Blake McDougall got the money yesterday on Akasaki. He's had one of those years, Blake, where the season you think, oh, if only. Blake, good morning. Congratulations, mate.
Good morning.
Yeah, you've had one of those seasons, haven't you, where you've been on the sidelines a bit?
Yeah, I've slowly sort of trying to put it together. I start off fairly well and then I don't know what happens.
You got a few suspensions, unfortunately.
I've had about eight this year, eight this season.
Gee whiz. Just when you look back, and I suppose you would, you'd look at the races and think, if only I'd done this. Was it just a little error of judgment or whatever? Can you put your finger on what it was?
Yeah, look, you've put it down to a T, a little bit of error of judgment. Just a little things. I think once you sort of get suspended a couple of times, every suspension after that, it gets worse because once you build up a bit of a record, they just keep going off your last suspension and then 1 week turns into 2 weeks and 2 weeks turns into 3 weeks and that's how it goes. So it's sort of, and you can't really undo it.
You're right.
How many rides you haven't and how long you haven't been in trouble for. As soon as you slip up again, that's it.
Well, yesterday, that must have meant a lot to you yesterday, getting the money on Akasaki at Warwick Farm.
It was pretty fitting. Cool little story. It's my first ride for Mr. Jones and, you know, my father being apprenticed to him 20-odd years ago, it was cool.
Yeah, it's nice to have that sort of association, isn't it?
It is. I remember when I was about 14, I said to my father, I think I want to be a jockey, and he spoke to Stephen Jones, and he said, I want you to apprentice my son, and he said he didn't have the team at the time to sort of take me on, but unfortunately, so would have been interesting to see what would have happened, but
anyway, you got the money yesterday. That's the important thing. You've got a ride at Gosford today, and you picked up two at Randwick on Saturday.
Yeah, so I got a filly. I think I've won on this filly a couple of times, Savina, but she's had a bit of a freshen up. She's probably going to look for a bit further, so it'd be nice to sort of see her hitting the line today. And Saturday, I've got an interesting ride there in Lord Von Costa. I think if he's half right, he's riding the... the money there. He's won a listed race in Melbourne before.
Well, it'd be just nice if you can knock off another one in town, wouldn't it?
It would. You know, I've only just come back from suspension, so it's good to sort of hit the ground running. It's hard. It's pretty hard to get rides these days. Is that competitive at the moment in Sydney? There's that many other apprentices. As soon as you're sort of out for a couple of weeks, there's always someone else there to fill your spot.
Yeah, so when you come back, as you said, you've got to hit the ground running and get the score on the board, haven't you, straight away almost?
Yeah.
Well, you've done that yesterday. Good luck. No more suspensions, all right?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
All right, good luck. And good luck Saturday too, Blake.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Blake McDougall there, and good on him getting the money there yesterday.